In North Carolina, several counties are looking to increase the number of police officers patrolling school hallways. This follows the February school shooting in Parkland, Florida. But some students of color say this would make them feel less safe. Lisa Phillip of WUNC reports.
This August, students at four elementary schools in rural Stanley County, North Carolina, will return from summer vacation to fresh pencils, notebooks, and signs announcing the presence of armed officers on campus. They are meant to protect students. Jayla Higgins doesn't see it that way.
If I had a child that was in elementary school, I wouldn't feel comfortable with a retired police officer there with a gun to, like, try and protect my children.
Higgins is a senior at Leesville High School in Raleigh. She is Black and helped organize a walkout at her school after the Parkland shooting.
It just doesn't seem very logical to me, so it's, like, hard for me to, like, even try and, like, fathom, like, what people are, like, thinking and, like, what can be at the root of that.
The Stanley County School Board made the decision soon after the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. They wanted to take advantage of a state law allowing retired law enforcement to volunteer as school resource officers. Here's Stanley County Superintendent Jeff James.
The best of all worlds, of course, is to have school resource officers, in our opinion, in every school. It's unfortunate that our society has come to that, but that's where we find ourselves these days.
School resource officers may provide a sense of security to some. To others, they represent a big shift in the way students are disciplined. Here's Jayla Higgins again.
Back in the day, right, when two students would get in a fight, they would not be put in handcuffs. They wouldn't have charges. You know, the teachers there, the administration would separate them and take them to the principal's office and they would talk through it.
But Higgins fears that once resource officers are in the schools,
if something like that happens, they're immediately, especially if they're Black and brown, they're tackled and harassed. It's completely unnecessary. They're put in handcuffs. Most likely they get charges and are suspended.
And there's data to back up Higgins' concerns. Jason Nance is a law professor at the University of Florida. He spent a lot of time analyzing federal school discipline data. He found that schools with resource officers are twice as likely to call in police when students commit minor offenses, like fighting without a weapon.
And I find that to be very problematic and sort of a problem that we have to address nationally, which is the trend to criminalize fairly common disciplinary events and involving law enforcement in those types of incidents.
Peggy Nicholson witnessed that type of behavior as an attorney for Legal Aid of North Carolina. She's now co-director of the Youth Justice Project in Durham.
I had an 8-year-old client who was referred to juvenile court for shaking his pencil at a teacher, and it was charged as communicating threats. And of course, the judge threw it out, but this 8-year-old who was already behind academically had to miss multiple days of school to go to court to get an attorney and to get the eventually dismissed by the judge.
Nicholson's client was a student of color. Like a large percentage of students referred to law enforcement by schools. In North Carolina, Black students make up about a quarter of enrollment, but more than half of school-based juvenile delinquency complaints.
And as a Black woman, right, with Black children, I totally reject this idea or this notion that somehow Black kids are worse. That's a lie.
Letha Muhammad is director of the Education Justice Alliance based in Raleigh.
It's the ways in which Black students are patrolled, are disciplined. That's where the problem is.
Muhammad says she wants her kids to be safe at school, but she believes that could be accomplished by providing more support staff for students. Stanley County Superintendent Jeff James agrees. His district has more than 8,000 students and two school psychologists. But James says licensed counselors are double the cost of school resource officers.
It's putting resource officers in school now. It's just hopefully a deterrent from some maniac that if they would have got proper medical and mental health treatment, then that would be the best of both worlds. Then we wouldn't have them shooting up the place to start with.
Many North Carolina schools share one psychologist, and 12 school districts operate without any. And with education funding from the state still lagging behind pre-recession levels, it's not clear when this shortage might be addressed. For Here and Now, I'm Lisa Phillip in Durham, North Carolina.